3.1.
When you look at the various types of plugs and sockets in different countries, most designs have a basic layout that's existed for decades, in terms of the way the pins are laid out and the profile of the pins. And as a manufacturer, the position of our company has always been, basically, to accept that we're stuck with several standard configurations, and to effectively say to customers, we produce all the main formats, take whichever one you want. However, as I'm sure you know, many countries use plugs and sockets of more than one format, and this leads to a comparative situation, with some configurations becoming more popular and others progressively being abandoned. This is particularly true in countries undergoing rapid economic expansion. And because of this process of selection, we are finding that big customers are increasingly asking us which of the standard plug and socket formats in current use we recommend as a manufacturer, which are the best from a technical standpoint. Up until now, we haven't had a standardized company policy to allow us to respond to that question properly. But this project aims to formulate a company policy that allows us to say these are the configurations we recommend, and these are the technical reasons why we recommend them.